If you put a bonnet on a coochie, is that a fishnet?
Hey, she be diabolical when it comes to that series. Welcome. Oh my God, I can't stop laughing. Okay, let me get it together. Let's bring it back in. welcome back, everybody, to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite entertainment news podcast. You feel me? The PNA the brothers are back. I am your humble host, Ty the Pie Guy, Big Ronza, Big Tyronza in the building. What's good, y'all? What's good, y'all? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Cousin Scrap, HD, of course. On the ones and twos in the background, you feel what I'm saying? Hopefully everybody's having a great, great week so far. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully your Monday was great. Hope you had some good food. Hope you had some good eating. Hope you had some good sleep. You know what I'm saying? Good sleep is always crucial. You feel what I'm saying? And good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to all of you that continue to listen to us. We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. And we love y'all so, so much. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Excuse me, I can't talk today. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tyronza D. Hicks. That's where you can find clips of this show and others on our network. And you subscribe to our Patreon. Become a free member. That's where you can watch the free episodes, right? Because, again, we are not on YouTube in terms of Epic Echo Productions anymore. We have moved over all of our pretty much operations in terms of video content over to Patreon. So if you become a free member, you can still watch the episode, but we do have some exclusive episodes on Patreon right now that you can become a paid member, $3 a month, but we do have a 7-day free trial for you. So go ahead and tap in and check out our content. If you like it, hey, stick around. If you don't, we appreciate the love anyway. All right, listen, not going to take too much of you guys' time today. We have a good show. Today we have a good full slate of things to discuss and things that I need to get off my freaking chest. Okay. Let me tell you, sucker, something. All right, it's just been a lot. You feel what I'm saying? It's been a lot. You know, and we really have to talk about it. So, without further ado, let's get right into what we need to discuss. Hold on, let me do some things real quick, because I'm like, they not pulling up my notes. They not letting me pull up my notes. All right, so MVP of the week. Well, first of all, let's talk about our clip of the week. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Mello and Lord have mercy, I don't forgot his name. Chase and Mello. Chase and Mello, shout out to them. You feel me? I am a frequent watcher of Chase and Mello. They are hilarious. Me and my lady continuously watch their content. And that is their round table, right? I have watched almost damn near, I know I watched season one and two for sure. And they continue to elevate in the show. T is a fan favorite because she be making everybody laugh with everything. You understand what I'm saying? And it be some heavy hitters on that show. You feel me? But she has really become the one to have those just punchliners that just make you go, nah, T, God damn it, what the heck? Like, if I put a bonnet on a coochie, is that a fishnet? Like, come on now. I'ma spit up my water if you say some shit like that. Come on, T, like for real. But look, yo, hilarious series. I know that the the actual roundtable series. I know that was crazy, but I think their series is actually going to start touring in Atlanta this year. So shout out to them. I think they posted on social media that Chase got them a billboard. You feel me? So shout out to them. Shout out to everything that they're doing. Like, listen, y'all got some fans over here for real. So shout out to y'all. All right, let's get right into it. Let's not even waste any time. Can we? Let's see if we can connect to our pod track, because I want to see if we can play some DJ Unk. Rest in peace, DJ Unk, man. MVP of the week, of course, DJ Unk. Man, a fabric of our life, at least my life. You feel what I'm saying? Hold on, let me, cause y'all not hearing me. Hold up, y'all not understanding what I'm saying right now. Hold up, let me see if we can play it. Can we play it? They not allowing us to play it. They not let me do it. Come on, don't do me like that. Hold on, let me see. Is it coming through? Can it come through? Oh, we got action. Okay, hold on, we got action. Hold on, we got action. Because we got motherfucking action. Because here's the thing, bro. DJ Unk was the fabric of what? I walk it out, west I walk it, south I walk it, east I walk it, north I walk it out, hit the dance floor, and then you're back, bro. She do it with no, what are we talking about, man, hey, YouTube, flag me today, hold on, can we play it? Hey! Oh my God, we was walking it out. Fuck y'all TikTok dances, man. We was walking it out. I'm trying to find two-step. I'm getting hot now. I'm trying to find, wait. Here we go. Can we get it? A two-step. Hey! Come on, man. Woo. I got tired. I didn't even get up. I'm tired and I ain't even get up. That was dancing. What are we talking about? We talking about these damn TikTok dances and shit. I ain't even get up out the damn chair. Tired. Is that what it is? Yeah. I told people I'm not a spring chicken no more. I got the spr and ing and spring. It's not, you know, it's not together. I got to merge it together. But here's the thing, man. DJ Luke, legend. I mean, DJ Unk, excuse me. Lord have mercy. DJ Luke is a legend too, period. But DJ Unk, legend, had us going crazy. Think about if we had TikTok and social media the way that these kids do nowadays. Oh my God, we would be going crazy. Un-freaking stoppable. I keep trying to tell people we were the guinea pigs of social media back in the day. A lot of your TikTok dances come from DJ Unk. Hello, come on now. Y'all remember the two-step remix with T-Pain? Can we play it real quick? Play that real quick. Hold up. Stop playing, man. Stop. All right, we're done. We're done. Enough. We're done. Enough. I'm tired. I didn't even get up. I'm an old man now. Enough. Because what are we talking about? Right? Like, what are we discussing when it comes to DJ Unk? Legend will be missed. My God. I was listening to some podcasts today and they were like, yo, did y'all know DJ Unk? And they just had it in real time. Got it in real time. It's going to fuck with a lot of us from that generation and from that era. Because we was two-stepping. We was walking it out. We was doing all the dances, all the craze, all of them. Rest in peace, DJ Unk. We're going to miss you, man. For real. Let's get into my clown of the week.
Trash!
Clown of the week this week, Ben Johnson. Ty, who the fuck is Ben Johnson? Who is that? Sounds like a regular man's name. It is. He was the former offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Who has now said taken job to now be the official, not unofficial, but a official head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Trash!
Now, why am I particularly saying this? Well, you've been the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions for 3 years. Now, again, I knew that Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn after this season, whether I believe we had a mediocre season or not, in which we did not, right? Even losing painfully to the Washington Commanders and then them getting ass tagged damn near the same way in the NFC Championship game. It was interesting to see how, because I knew Aaron Glenn was going to go out of the division. Where he wanted to go was outside of the division. He's the new head coach for the New York Jets. Cool. We love that over here. Love that for Aaron Glenn. Now, I'm not saying I don't love the fact that Ben Johnson got a job, right? Because Ben Johnson is a terrific offensive play caller, even though he had J-Mo throwing like he was Tom Brady and to get picked off in the goddamn NFC Championship game.
Trash!
We'll never forgive you for that, Ben Johnson. Seriously. And then you take your ball-headed ass over. Not like if you went to Minnesota, then okay, we understand. But not only did you stay in the fucking division, you went to our damn near our greatest fucking rival next to fucking Green Bay. Now, of course, Chicago and Detroit have a love-hate relationship, but this is motherfucking football. You going to go to the division just because Jaden Daniels whooped your ass? And you let, again, J-Mo throw like he was Tom Brady? That's on you, Ben Johnson. Again, I'm not sitting here saying I'm not happy for the man. Not even sitting here saying that, y'all. I'm not sitting here saying that I don't want the man to succeed, because I do. I really do. Hear me when I say I do. But at the end of the day, the day gonna end, in the words of Glorilla. And in the words of Amon-Ra St. Brown, we gonna fuck you up. Do you hear me? You gonna have to see us twice. This, to me, and hopefully, I hope that most to all of the players and new coaching staff over there and Dan Campbell feel the exact same way I'm fucking feeling. We will see your ass next year, and we gonna tag your ass paws. We gonna sit here and slam your ass to the ground. Caleb ain't gonna get shit off up in Ford Field. I don't give a what? What? You thought that was cool? To stay in the division. And like very, very, very intriguing. I was like, wow. My man stayed in the division. Now, that can have, now again, that's going to have its ups and its downs. He knows Detroit a lot, very well, but I think there are some people in also that are in that Detroit locker room who know what needs to be done to better the team. Even though we went 15-2, even though we had the number one seed, even though we were tied for number one with the best record in the league, even though we got the number one, we still lost in the divisional, and we had 18 players on IR. So we have to understand, we have to get better at injury preservation. Player preservation. We have to make sure that our players stay as healthy as possible throughout the season. Yeah, we had an early ass bye week. That fucked us up, but we still met. First of all, that and that's why I said the season for us wasn't such a bummer. But that's another here and there. Ben Johnson, thank you for all your services here in Detroit, but I hope you fail in Chicago. All right. That's what I wanted to say. What do I want to get into? So sticking on football, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles will meet in the Super Bowl. As I call it, the Super Bowl that nobody won. The Super Bowl that pretty much the entire country, except for Kansas City fans and Philadelphia fans, of course, nobody wants this, right? Especially, you know, with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and the gang looking to three-peat, you know, and a lot of people were looking forward to, hell, Detroit, Washington, right? They were looking forward to at least those two teams maybe going in there and doing it. But, you know, of course, Detroit was on injury reserve, you know what I'm saying? And Jaden Daniels, new to the game, right? And he said in his press conference, he was like, listen, this feeling sucks. This shit sucks. And yeah, it does suck, brother. Got to bite the bullet. Come on. Cancun on three. One, two, three. Cancun, we here. Let's go. Come on to Cancun. But Jaden Daniels is going to be fine. He's transformed a franchise. And I love how a lot of the franchises who were considered dead, the Washingtons of the world, the Detroits of the world, we just need to get the Jets and the Giants back on the horse. You understand what I'm saying? Just to get them back in a culture-winning setting. You understand what I'm saying? That's all. That's all that is. But, yeah, I'm glad to see that Washington and Detroit have, you know, either established or creating and establishing new cultures and new systems within their organization. So next year is going to be great, but we're not here for that. We're here for Philly versus Kansas City. Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes is looking to three-peat, and of course Philly is looking to get their lick back from 2 years ago when they lost to Kansas City by 3 points in the Super Bowl. And that was a great Super Bowl nonetheless. So I know not only is Philly looking to get revenge, but I think it's also a little bit of revenge for Jason Kelce, because I know Jason Kelce retired, I believe, after that year or the year after, I believe, one of those years. But, you know, he retired after that year, and I know he really, really wanted to get that one. So I know Philly, I know the Eagles are looking for revenge, and I know that Kansas City is looking for history and dynastic immortality. Literally. They're looking to be not only just, I already consider them a dynasty, but they're looking to be like immortalized as the best dynasty of all time. Patrick Mahomes, 7 years as a starter, seven times I've been in postseason play. And all I know is the AFC Championship game and or the Super Bowl. And winning. That's really all I know. I don't know nothing else. And y'all mad for what? Like, as Patrick Mahomes, I think that's how I would feel. Like, okay. So what? I didn't have an MVP caliber season. So what? I didn't, you know, make the Pro Bowl. Okay, whatever. Super Bowl, three-peat, y'all mad. Whatevs. I'm like, what else do you want, you know, my guy to do? You understand what I'm saying? He's the one, right? Like, he's the guy who continues to, you know, make plays and just continue to, you know, be who Patrick Mahomes continues to be. Like, and we can't be mad. We're in his era. We're in his era now. And that's just what that is. We're in his era. So either be okay with that or stand aside. For real, like, we cannot not be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, look out for that. For real, for real. That, like, seriously, look out. You get the love that you've been missing. Woo, Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. I did the R&B and Chill podcast. You know, we released a new episode, and I did a Luther episode, and y'all know how I feel about Luther. Luther is everything. You see? All right. But that's even narrow there. All right. So, in other news, in other music news, as we've talked about before, Drake has been suing everybody, right? Because I really believe that he does not want Not Like Us to be played at the Super Bowl. Everybody feels like that. I think that notion, that feeling is out there. Not Like Us has become a global sensation. You know, whether it has been pushed or not, whether it was by the labels or not, to me, as soon as Not Like Us came out, people were playing it. The people. Now, That could have been towards a push from the labels. I don't care. I don't know. But all I know is that Not Like Us was coming on. So Drake and all this suing and petitioning and all of this bullshit, this jargon is basically to say, hey, I do not want to be looked at already, you know, I'm already looked at as this pedophile, you know, looking guy now. I don't want to be that at the Super Bowl. Well, maybe the Super Bowl wants that. Now, I'm not saying the Super Bowl wants that to make you look bad, but I don't know. But what I do know is SZA is coming out with Kendrick Lamar. So that's already, you already taking the L there. Huh. She was supposed to be your friend. Oops. Oops. But UMG said, UMG said that, hey, what Drake is talking about right now, basically, in so many words, they were like, Drake lost this battle. In losing the battle, he now wants to sit here and sue us because he believes that we manufactured this whole thing. Like, they broke it down like this was a rap beef, rap lyrics. You like, Drake, do you know who you're, and I said this before a couple episodes ago, do you know who you're going against? These labels been doing this for generations, my dog. You a puppy to this shit. They've been doing this for years. And you think just because you may have a little bit of power that you think you can go, what? Because, again, in all honesty and all logic, you lost a rap battle. Now, again, I think you do this if Pusha T's record goes the same way, if Not Like Us. Because if you can do this when Kendrick told your dumb ass to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up, don't speak about nothing that ain't true, and you went to do it anyway. Like, I think that's what we're missing here, and I think that's what a lot of people are missing. So what happened? Pen to paper, Kendrick came out with a banger. And I said this all the way back. You were the one who to have the slaps. So for him to outslap you in the most poetic justice way possible, in the most LA West Coast way possible, you lost. And this is some sore loser sucker bull. That's it. And that's what UMG is basically telling you. You are a bear. And that's okay. You lost. And that's okay. Remember when you made Back to Back and that went bazonker crazy? This is that. Maybe times three. Hey, you don't sit here and get to have your cake and eat it too and then sit here and be mad when you ate all the cake and now you can't get any more cake because the people who gave you the cake don't like you maybe anymore. It's on you, Drake. Maybe it's because of how you move in the industry. Maybe it's just because you maybe need to reflect on how you are as a man in the industry. As I told you before, and as I said before, they probably been wanting you out for a while. Kendrick was the bullet in the gun. That's all that was. He has shit in the tuck already. it was just it. He just needed a gun to let it off, and there you go, UMG and Spotify. What? You mad now? You mad now? They did the same thing with you. Oh well, I can do it. So can we. And we gonna embarrass your dumb ass at the Super Bowl. So that's it. That's it. And I don't want to hear nothing else about it. Speaking of embarrassments, can we play this song real quick? I wanna see if we can play this song. Can we throw this song real quick? Cause this song pissed me the fuck off. I swear y'all, God. Lord, I'm sorry, but ooh, this song pissed me off. What is it called? Yeah, play it. Cause I want the people to hear this dumb shit.
Juicy and wet. I don't even gangbang. Pussy so good, made me throw up a set. That good kitty kitty, making my pet. Pretty pussy, type of pussy you ain't never gonna forget. Fat, juicy and wet, 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 wet.
Trash.
Sexy Red's part is not even the part that I'm mad at. Because this is a Sexy Red record. I understand what I'm getting from Sexy Red. It's Bruno Mars that's pissing me off. Bruno motherfreaking Mars. I have been listening to you since probably 2012, since Hooligans. What? Today I don't feel like doing anything. Ooh, 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 I just wanna lay. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl was like, I've been listening to you for a long time, my boy. Never have you ever been a motherfucking gangbanger. What set you repping? Put so good, you throwing up the set. What set? What set, Bruno? What set? Tell me. Because you ain't never. Lord have mercy. Lord. Like, this song really fell for fat, juicy, and wet. This was a Ty Dolla $ign feature. This was a somebody else feature other than fucking Bruno Mars.
Trash!
Say it again. T-Pain could have been on the record. Trash. Oh my God. This what, like, it cringed me. Again, it wasn't even a Sexy Red's part that cringed me. It was Bruno's, because I'm like, who is this? And then I'm like, this Bruno Mars, and you know what? And me and my people talked about this off mic. Bruno, are you really in debt? You now, cause we gotta talk. Are you in debt? Cause ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way. You got a popping ass record with Lady Gaga, bro. A popping ass record. What my girl name is? Patet. Huh? Rose. You got a popping ass record with Rose. Patet. That's my shit. You got Die with a Smile with Gaga. My shit.
He's trying to hit all the culture.
No. But here's the thing. And a lot of people have sat here and said he's a culture vulture. I wouldn't put that. Listen, I have said on this platform, yes, at times it can seem that Bruno Mars is a culture vulture. I just think Bruno Mars loves the music that he loves. He's a creative and he's a musician. And he just knows how to do it very motherfucking well. Period. However, it's just like Mark Anthony, this right here, Bruno.
Trash!
If they call you a culture vulture, I can't save your ass. Not with this one. I can't do nothing with that one. I can't defend your ass with this one because it made me cringe. And I'm like, what? What? You ain't never. And maybe my girl is right. Maybe you trying to cross over into different genres and different cultures. But what the fuck? You've done all cultures before. And this is where I have to pause and say stop. Nope. Stop. Everybody stop. Do y'all remember this song? Hold up. No. Hold up. Stop. No. Stop. Because he did. This is what's pissing me off. This is how I know he in debt. Are we connected? Play the song.
I drink till I'm drunk, yeah. Smoke till I'm high, yeah. Castle on the hill, well, down. Wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly. I know I'm super fly. The ladies love me. That's why they all fuck with me. Out here with the moves, like I invented smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly. Drop the top and take a sip.
I don't want to hear nothing else. I don't want to hear shit else. I don't want to hear nothing. Nothing. Don't. I don't want to hear shit. That song came out in 2018. That was one of my favorite songs off of Evil Genius, bro. So stop playing with, it felt like a slap in the, like, you ain't no motherfucking gangbanger, Bruno. Crossing over into different genres. Yeah, but you did it with Gucci Mane and you made it sound mad fly. And that bitch was a top 10 hit. Talking about pussy so good, it made me throw up the set. It wasn't even believable. It wasn't believable at all. No, what's that you throwing up? Was the pussy that damn good to you? Obviously it wasn't. Shit. Wasn't that damn good, man? My blood pressure.
Trash!
My blood pressure. All right. Before we get out of here, we have to discuss the DEI pushbacks from a lot of companies, and one of the most popular ones that had pretty much a lot of DEI initiatives and programs, Target. Now, there have been many, many businesses, including Walmart, Meta, who else? Like Facebook, Twitter, of course, duh. or X, of course, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, you know, a lot of the stores and shopping centers and grocery stores that we shop in, have pulled back their DEI initiatives, and Target was one of those ones as well. Now, I do want to shout out Costco. Costco said, fuck y'all, we're going to keep our DEI initiatives because we understand the value of our customers. Both black, minority, women, we understand, disabled, LGBTQ, all money is green, okay? And see, that's where y'all gonna fuck up. But it's gonna hit their pockets though. It's gonna hit their pockets. So I'm not even trying to go there. What I am trying to say is this. Target Robay, they DAI initiatives, and Auntie Tabitha Brown spoke very loud and clear. She spoke very loud and clear because, as we know, Tabitha Brown is probably one of their best sellers in Target. And I'm just not even just saying in minority-owned, women-owned businesses. I believe she's one of their top sellers in Target, period. As I've said, she's probably the Martha Stewart slash maybe Oprah of this era combined. You know, she has that kind of pull. And when you see that Target, right, which is very, very, very well diversed in its customer base and pretty much sometimes its staff base, to be pulling back the DEI initiatives. And you said to me that when you went to Target, my love, that the Black History Month is not usually in the front no more. Collection is not in the front anymore. It is now in the back, right? You said by the makeup sections. So now we are seeing it, right? They're literally pulling it back. We're seeing it now. It's in your face. You understand what I'm saying? It's in your face. I don't want to sound insensitive right now, again, because I do be sounding like that, and I'm sorry. But we have to stop acting like we weren't surprised. Okay? We have to. We have to understand business, in a sense, right? Yes, we are creating products for all, and maybe in particular for us. But we also have to understand the business side of what we're doing. As a Black business owner, it is hard to get your products out to the world. So to be able to have a distribution hub like a Target or a Costco or a Walmart for that matter is an amazing feat. But we also have, like, two things can be true. That's amazing also, but we also understand that the people that run these companies only want the dollar bill, not our body, not the bodies that carry the dollar bill. Y'all get what I'm saying? They don't want the bodies in the stores. They're tolerating. They're making it look good. They're faking the funk. And we have to understand sometimes that even we fake the funk sometimes just to enter in those rooms. Honest conversation here. This is the time where I think faking the funk again has to stop. Right? There are more Black businesses and minority-owned businesses and women businesses and LGBTQ businesses than ever before. Yes, they're in major distribution hubs, and yes, they're in some hubs here and some hubs there, and yes, they are independently distributing them by themselves. We, as those groups of minorities, have to now look in the mirror and say, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Because they are literally sitting here saying to our faces, we don't give a fuck about you. And we know you're still going to shop with us. Period. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me you ain't been to Marshall's yet. Tell me you ain't shopped at Target already. Tell me you ain't been to TJ Maxx already. Tell me you ain't shopped on Amazon already, because I know you have. I know something coming in. I know you just pressed order. I know you just pressed send. I know you just spent some money on that credit card. I know it, because it is woven, has been woven into the fabric of our lives. So, what to do, Ty? Do you have a solution? Well, you buy black. You buy minority. You buy woman. You buy LGBTQ. You make sure that these businesses can still thrive. You buy direct. Because again, my God don't play about the people I love and me. My GOD don't play that. I know he got us. I know he got us. But we also have to be smarter going forward. We have to. Because again, when two things can be true in the sense of, yes, we have this collaboration. Yes, we're in the stores, but they don't want our bodies in the stores. They just want the green. They will realize that the bodies that carrying that money will go elsewhere. It may not, it may still shop at Target, but it may go to one singular thing. It may go to a specific section. You may see a drastic, you know, drop in sales over the next few years. I claim that. Because I'm not going to tell you guys to not shop there. Again, they're woven into the fabric of your lives. But try to buy from a black designer, a black, you know, business owner. They may be in Target. They may be in Walmart. They may be in Costco. Hell, shop at Costco. Shit, run Costco's numbers up. Run Costco's numbers up, because obviously Costco understands the assignment. And listen, I don't care if Costco, the executives like minority black people or whatever. But DEI initiatives were set to make sure that non-people of color understood the value of those who look like me and how to respectfully handle people who look like me, who are women, who are LGBTQ and others and other minorities. So because you're pulling the initiative back, it just shows more of the blatant racism and the blatant disrespect in our faces, telling us to our face that we do not want you, that we do not want your input, that we do not want your intellect, that we do not want what you have. Doesn't matter how many credentials you have. Hell, it doesn't even matter if you got the same dollar bill. We don't want it. But I guarantee you this. I guarantee you this. If a lot of us just start shopping in specific sections for specific items, start shopping with specific brands, particularly, again, minority-owned, black-owned, women-owned, LGBTQ-owned, whatever that looks like for you, you start shopping in those different atmospheres, I guarantee you they gonna stop kissing the ring of Trump and be like, huh, hey brother, we need that cash. All right, we gotta do what we gotta do. All right, we don't care about none of that. We need that money. It's okay. Cause they kissing the ring now. Nah, they all up in his face, not smiling, singing, cheesing. But it's all good. We gonna be all right. Understand. And that's my message of the week. We going to be all right. Do I need to play a song real quick? Like, we going to be all right. It's a lot going on. And Trump is signing a lot. But I tell y'all now, we going to be okay. Don't stress the little shit. And it's a lot of big shit that's going on right now. It's a lot of big shit that's going on right now. Heavy, heavy shit right now. And I pray for every family out there dealing with all of it. Because it is truly a lot. But we going to be all right, man. We going to be all right. And we going to make it through. Stay prayed up. Keep your faith strong. And love on your loved ones. For real. For real, for real. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. Be sure to, again, like, comment, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to us. Again, subscribe to our Patreon to become a member. You can watch this for free, or you can become a pay member and watch this for, you know, watch this and exclusive content. 7-day free trial, $3 a month when you sign up. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tyronza D. Hicks. There you can watch clips and others on our show. Clips from this show and others on our network. All right. We love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. And of course, this has been another one. What I hear. Peace, love, and hair grease. Bye.